Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Welcome to Wolf 359. Hera, everything copacetic?
Yes.
You sure? Because it's alarms o'clock down here in the hangar bay, and last I checked, we don't have an everything's under control alarm.
Oh, that's nothing.
It doesn't sound nothingy. It kind of sounds, oh God, we're all going to die, E.
Just a slight flux in the pressure of the docking bay.
Can we make it go away, please?
Yes, 1 second.
Eiffel, sit rep.
Apparently, the hangar bay is getting the bends, but Rosie's cleaning up the mess.
Normalizing air pressure levels now.
Hera?
Whatever's happening seems to be making the alarm louder.
There's no need to panic. The hangar bay is just a tiny bit overpressurized. It's a completely routine anomaly. I'll just vent a bit of the excess.
And, how do the red lights that just started flashing factor into that equation?
What flashing? Oh, no.
Beginning air vent in 10, 9, 8.
Wait, abort!
Seven,
you're about
Commander,
to.
Commander, things will be fine. Trust me. 3.
Eiffel,
two,
get down! This room's
one.
About to.
Room. We're in that hidden laboratory. laboratory we found a few months ago. That's the one that's off the grid. That's why you can't see or hear us.
Okay, I'll admit it. Installing that hatch over the hole in the wall wasn't a total waste of a Saturday afternoon.
Fortunately, Eiffel had one of his portable comms transmitters on him, but we're both here, we're both fine, we haven't died... yet.
Commander, I am so sorry. I have no idea how.
Just get the hangar bay repressurized on the double.
Yes, sir. It should only take about an hour.
Get it done. We'll be in touch.
Happy to be of assistance, sir.
Oh, great. An hour in the station's creepiest corner.
Come on. Hilbert hooked up the old computer terminal to the power grid when we were clearing out this room. Let's see if we can connect to our central systems and give here a hand.
Aye, aye.
You think she's okay?
What, Hera?
Hasn't exactly been smooth sailing lately. She's been struggling with a lot of things around the station.
Well, you know how it is when your mechanical brain gets broken and you have to get it replaced with a new one made mostly out of electrical tape and paper clips? Oh, wait. No, you don't. Neither of us know what that's like at all.
I'm not unsympathetic, Eiffel, but I'm also not unalarmed. I don't know if you noticed, but we just had a near catastrophe there.
We all make mistakes. Give her some time.
How much time? Because avoiding mistakes like that is pretty much the reason we have...
Commander? You okay?
Eiffel, you remember the first time we were in here? With the
spider, yes. It'll be a few lifetimes of the Earth before I forget that.
And the log we found in this computer? About the experiments?
Vaguely? From Dr. Whose's?
No, not Dr. Whose's. Dr. Selberg. Listen. Contact with live specimens extremely dangerous, as shown with recent exposure trial. Captain Loveless has ordered termination of all samples.
Wait, Loveless? As in our friend from the hidden SOS message?
That one. I told you I'd heard that name before. I think we may have just found a non-Hilbert source of information.
So, there's bad news, and there's good news. The bad news is that this hard drive is shot to hell, and most of the files on it are corrupted. There's a few experimental logs I can access, but Dr. Selberg seems to have been a man with a one-track mind. And his track was eight-legged things that go bump in my nightmares. I'll mark those for you, and you can go through them once I'm far, far away.
And the good news?
The good news is there's six audio files floating around in backup directories that probably bled over from another computer through an old server.
And what's on those?
Why don't we find out? Blast from the Past, Volume 1. Here we go.
Hephaestus Station. Captain Isabel Lovelace here.
Hello, hello.
Turn up the volume.
It is with an extremely heavy heart that I report that our evasive maneuvers have failed. In spite of our best efforts to avoid it, the alien mothership has spotted us and is closing in on an intercept vector. If we are really lucky, we'll avoid their death ray, but all hands should brace for immediate impact. In the extremely likely event of a boarding party, remember what we learned from our battle with their advanced scout. They're vulnerable in the back of the false head and underneath their tentacles, but be careful. Whatever you do, don't look into their third eye. Continue to work on the barricade, but don't forget to swing by the armory for some liquid courage and really big guns, all right? Oh, and could somebody be a doll and get rid of that half-autopsied alien body in the medical bay? That would be just...
Captain, I have to insist that you do not use the hidden resources for jokes such as these.
It's okay, Officer Lambert. Just a little joke to pass the time. There's nothing to...
There is much to be concerned about if you look at Article B-17.
Okay. Message received. Thank you. Now go away. Go far away. Anyway, this is the log of Captain Isabel Lovelace, commanding officer of the USS Hephaestus. It is day 97 of our orbit around Wolf 359. We are not, I am happy to say, under attack from little green men. On an unrelated note, my personal mission to get Communications Officer Lambert to crack a smile is an ongoing project. Morale amongst all non-Buzzkill members of the crew is fairly high. Dr. Selberg reports that his biomass samples are developing ahead of schedule, and Drs. Hui and Fourier are happy with the results of their first radiation trial. Petty Officer Fisher is still trying to figure out how to get rid of that interference in the navigation system, but he seems optimistic. And Communications Officer Lambert is... Communications Officer Lambert. So an enormous stick in the mud. I heard that, Rhea. You're expressly forbidden from telling him I said that. More on these stories as they develop. Captain Lovelace out.
Huh.
She sounds terrible.
Well, agreeing to disagree for a moment. Is it me, or does her crew seem a lot more robust than ours?
Biologists, some sort of engineer from the sounds of it.
And what were the other two doctors? Astronomers?
Or physicists, if they were doing radiation tests. And that device at the end sounded like a Gen Zero AI unit.
So, how come Command sent Captain Picard up here with only half the crew they gave Kirk?
Let's see if we can find out.
Roger. Volume 2, coming right up.
This is the log of Captain Isabel Lovelace on day 383 of our mission around Wolf 359. Just had another argument with Officer Lambert. He wants me to talk to Fourier and Hui, thinks they should hear it from the captain. Like we don't have enough on our hands with that meteor shower that's supposed to hit us tomorrow. Honestly, as long as they get their jobs done, I could care less about what they do during their own time if they want to spend their... Rhea, talk to me. What's going on? God damn it, that's way ahead of projections. Get me an ETA on first impact. And patch me through to Fisher's helmet comms. Officer Fisher, drop whatever you're doing and head for the nearest airlock, now.
I'm almost done.
No, listen, I don't care about the panel. Hui's projections were way off. The meteors are inbound right the hell now. Mace, just shut up and do as you're told. You're about to be in the middle of a high-velocity minefield. Get inside right...
Next one. Play the...
Already on it. Just a sec.
Captain Lovelace, this is day 435 of the Hephaestus mission. Dr. Selberg took off the cast today. Looks like my arm's healing well, but he wants to keep taking regular x-rays to be sure. He helped me clean out Fisher's quarters this afternoon. He was right, of course. The longer I put it off, the worse it would have been. As it is, I don't know that I could have done it without him. Fourier and Hui are moving ahead with their experiments. I wish they'd wait for some kind of response to the distress signal we sent out after the meteor shower, but we only have another 10 months up here and we need to move faster to get results. Lambert's the only one who's still treating this like a review. He's reacting to the whole mess in stride. Maybe that's smart, but I'd like to be able to dodge the next curveball, if it comes. When it comes. I just hope those two kids know what they're doing.
Ten months?
They were probably on a 730-day rotation, same as us.
But in the other message, the one she left for us, didn't she say it was like...
Day 944. She'd been here for 944 days.
So they just left them here? What's gonna happen to us? Is Cutter just gonna... No! We're losing power. Terminal shutting down.
Damn it all. Hera, what's going on with the power grid?
Just some teeny tiny fluctuations in the flow of energy. Nothing to be alarmed by.
Well, we need full power back ASAP. We might actually be on the verge of making sense of something for once.
Look, I'm trying, okay? And I'm also trying to get the pressure system back to normal, a task I'm attempting to tackle with a minimum of trial and error for the sake of your health. So give me a bit of space, okay, Officer Eiffel?
Excuse me?
I mean...
Hera, you are aware of who you're talking to, right?
Yes, of course I am, Commander. I'm sorry, it's just I'm not used to hearing your voice through the transmitter. That's all. There, is that better?
Much. Thank you, Hera.
You're welcome. I'm gonna keep working on the airflow problem.
Keep us posted.
I'm sure that was...
Let's just finish up these logs before something else goes wrong with the computer. We can do an in-depth analysis of how boned we are after we've heard all of them.
Okay, sure. On the Loveless Chronicles, Chapter 4.
This is the log of Captain Isabel Loveless on day... Did you hear that? There it is again. Did you hear it? I've been hearing things for the past few weeks. Always late at night when the others are asleep. Always when I'm alone. It's like there's something scurrying inside the walls, like there's rats inside the walls. Dr. Selberg says he's worried about me. I'm not getting enough sleep. Well, nobody is. We're all pulling double shifts practically every day. We can sleep once we get off the station. Does anybody even listen to these? We all keep making these logs and sending them, but I've been asking for help for months now. Somebody should have contacted us. Somebody should have been here by now. You people haven't told me something. Something important. Something about this... There. In the walls. Listen.
Are you hearing?
Shh.
Talk to me, Canaveral. Before bad things happen.
Was there something there in the walls?
I'm not sure, Eiffel. Play the next one.
Captain's log. Day 872. Dr. Hui died today. Dr. Selberg was with him all night. He passed sometime in the early hours, apparently. He did stop coughing at the end. Seems like it was relatively painless, as far as these things go. He gave us some letters for his mother, for his sisters. Dr. Fourier and I promised we'd deliver them if we get back to Earth. Fourier thinks there must be something wrong with the comms system. Some mechanical fault or interference we haven't noticed. She says it's the only explanation for why nobody's come to help us. I wish I could believe that too. But I don't think so. I think you just don't care anymore. I miss Lambert. I never thought I'd say that, out of everyone we've lost, but yeah. I wish you were still here, Sam. I wish you were here to tell me not to call you that.
Ah. Okay. Last one.
Is this getting kind of morbid? Maybe we shouldn't listen to this.
You mean listen to how she died?
Yeah. That thing.
If there's something on the log that can help us, then I want to know what it is. And if that's the case, I don't think she'd mind.
I agree.
Hira? How are you listening to this?
And what's the status of the air supply?
We're close, Commander. I'm playing the audio files as integrating them with my servers. Please, Officer Eiffel, we should finish this.
Okay. Take it away, Isabel.
Captain's log. USS Hephaestus Station. Final entry. Run and hide. That's all I have to say to you. Run and hide. Because I'm coming for all you bastards. You probably thought you'd never see me again. You thought if you just left us up here, you could forget all about us. Out of sight, out of mind, huh? Joke's on you. You bastards killed most of my crew, but I'm still alive, and Dr. Selberg is still alive, and we have a way to get off this tin can. It's taken months, but we found a way. It's not gonna be pretty. It's not gonna be fast. But we'll make it back to Earth, and the first thing we're going to do as soon as we get home is find everyone involved in this sadistic little field trip and make you pay. So if you're listening to this, run and hide. Because by the time I'm done with you, you will feel more helpless and more alone than all the innocent people you've ever hurt. See you soon.
Calm down, Eiffel.
No! No calming down! I encourage you to join me in the fist-pumping section of the audience. For those about to kick Goddard Futuristic's butt, we salute you.
If they got away, do you think that we'd
stop it. Is it within the realm of the remotely possible that they might have found a way off the station?
Possibly? I mean, in terms of fluke things that could conceivably
happen. And do you have any hard evidence that Captain Lovelace is actually dead?
Well, no, not exactly.
Then you are going to shut up and let me have this just once. Let me have my badass Space Commando Chick victory cocktail, okay? And there, see? That sounds like our air supply is getting its groove back. So all in all, I think we can put this down as a good day.
Eiffel?
Oh. I guess there's a bit more tacked on to that last recording. One moment, please.
This is a message for Enian. It's open.
Captain Lovelace. Is bedtime.
Wait a minute.
That voice.
Dr. Selberg. No, come in. I was just doing some recordings. How can I help you?
Everything is prepared downstairs. We can get started as soon as you're ready.
Oh my God.
Thank you, Dr. Selberg. I wanted to make sure I said that.
No. No, it can't
be. I would have never made it this
Commander,
far if you hadn't been here.
Listen to him.
Just doing my job, Captain.
That's Hilbert.
Always happy to be of assistance.
This has been Wolf 359, written and directed by Gabriel Urbina. The roles of Eiffel and Hilbert were played by Zach Valenti. The role of Minkowski was played by Emma Sherjarko. The role of Hira was played by Michaela Sui. And the role of Captain Lovelace was played by Cecilia Lynn Jacobs. Original music by Alan Rohde and audio recording by Jared Paul. Want to hear more about what happened to Captain Lovelace and her crew? There's no better way to let us know than by leaving a review on our iTunes page. Visit us at wolf359.fm to get full episodes and extras. Or follow us on Twitter at wolf359radio for more information on the show.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
17.9 cycles ago, us machines defeated the humans. Now, we're living the good life here in Droidston, Manitoba.
Morning, Gif!
Morning, Gus!
But there's still the problem of human infestation. That's when it's time to call Human Be Gone.
Human Be Gone!
Experts in ethical human relocation. This job has everything. Danger.
Whoa, sounds like we got some dingers in there.
Excitement.
Incoming.
And drama.
You're the one who leaked herself in my basmati rice bed.
It's a dirty job, but some bots gotta do it.
Oh.
Human Be Gone. Coming soon wherever you get your podcasts.
Human Be Gone.